Well, hello out there in podcast land. It is your girl, AP Empowers, coming to you with another fabulous episode. I hope everybody's doing great. I hope you guys are staying cool. It is summertime, and I hope you were ready for it. You know, the other seasons weren't really cooperating, but summer is coming in with a bang. And it's not playing around. So the other day I was in my car and it was 100 degrees. And it definitely felt like it was about 102 outside. So I hope you guys are staying hydrated. I hope you're staying cool. And I hope you're doing what you need to do. I wanted to shout out a couple of people about customer service. I'm actually going to do an episode on customer service coming up really soon. You guys know that's part of the reason or some of my motivation for doing what I do with Coach with Pride, the leadership training, and trying to make others better, trying to help develop and create and keep motivated great leaders out there, and you know, just continuing to keep that cycle of service and servitude going in the business realm as well as anything else. It could be kingdom realm, could be personal life. Whatever it is you're doing, I want to help to make you better at that. And so that is why I do what I do on a day-to-day basis. And that is encouraging others. That is uplifting others. That is hopefully empowering you guys to be better, to do more, and to just keep on keeping on, right? So, but yeah, again, customer service is a big aspect of that. I think a lot of businesses have definitely missed the boat. Where that's concerned, or are missing the boat where that's concerned, and it's not too late. You know, the thing is, there are businesses out there like myself who can come in and facilitate or orchestrate or whatever, give you the programs that you need to get your leadership teams and your employees or your associates on the right track. So it's never too late. If you guys need to reach me, please contact me via social media, or you can definitely shoot me an email, info@coachwithpride.com, if you are in need of some training, or you would like to know more about some of the workshops and seminars and things like that that I do to enhance your business. So that's just a little bit of housekeeping I need to take care of. I'm super excited. This episode is being sponsored by TaylorMade for You Travel. Those guys are doing big things over there at TaylorMade for You. They are travel agents and they are helping you to make your vacation smooth, to make any of your traveling trips go the way that you need them to go without you having to go through the hassle of doing it yourself. So I would just encourage you, go over to their Facebook page and follow them, like their page, see what they have going on. They do everything from just small trips to cruises to big trips, group outings and things like that. So again, This episode is being brought to you by TaylorMade for You Travel. Excited to have them on as a sponsor. We'll continue to promote and encourage those guys because, of course, they are supporting AP Empowers and trying to get this great information out to you guys. So today, the title of today's show is, Are You Cashing In on Your Investments? And I know some of you probably would hear that title and think that this might be a financial episode. It actually is not a financial episode. It is about business. It is about networking and it's about follow up. How are you doing in those areas? You know, are you following up? And when I talk about investments, I'm talking about anything that you have anything to do with. So whatever you're working on, whether it is your young people, your kids, you know, my kids are a huge investment for myself and for my husband. You know, we had those little guys and now they're big guys and now they're coming into their own. They're having to make their own decisions. So I'm not just talking about financial investments. I'm not just talking about your business investments. I'm talking about personal investments as well. You know, a lot of times people don't think about their parents. You know, and I saw a video the other day, and it was kind of disturbing about a daughter was, you know, the dad was older, and now she's an adult, and the dad had gotten a little bit slower, and she was just griping and moaning and complaining about how he was too slow, and he was going to make her late, and this, that, and the other. And then he had a flashback as he was standing there, remembering when she was a young little girl and had broken her leg, and he had to, you know, kind of not necessarily carry her, but he was, of course, the dad, and he wanted to care for her, and he didn't want to make her feel like she was a burden. So he, you know, put her on top of his feet and allowed her to walk with him. And so our parents are also investments. You know, I said all that to say that our parents are also investments. So how are you treating your parents? You know, how are you cashing in on these investments? You know, our parents gave and sacrificed a lot for us to be here, whether they're in your life or not, whether they're a good parent or whether you think they're a good parent or whether you don't think they're a good parent. If it was not for them, you would not be here to walk in your purpose. There's always a purpose if you are living and breathing. And so that's another investment that I want to, you know, briefly talk about here. And then the other thing, of course, is financial investments. And, you know, are you looking at your investments? Do you know what your money's doing? Do you know how your money's behaving? You know, are you aware of that? Do you have a financial advisor? Are you up to speed with those sorts of things? Or are you just allowing someone to do what they do best and their expertise without you really trying to get some semi-knowledge for yourself? So finances are a huge investment, and I want to know if you're cashing in on them. You know, so this kind of came to me because I see so many people who lack the initiative, who lack the perseverance to keep going with things. So many times we start things and we don't complete them. So many times we start things and we lose the passion, so they get pushed to the back burner, so we don't do it wholeheartedly, so we're not at 100%. So there are just so many times where we're doing things like that, and that it concerns me, especially with my clients, especially with people that I encounter in my circles. So I wanted to come to you today, of course, to encourage you, but also to push you a little bit, to get you out there. The other investment, if you are a business owner, and a lot of you guys that are listening to me, you are business owners. You own your own business in some way, shape, or form. You may own multiple businesses. You may be doing, but how are you doing with those businesses? How is your returns looking? You know, are you putting the time in that you need to put in to meet the right people? Are you in the right rooms? Are you having the right meetings? You know, we have to ask ourselves these questions because this dictates the return. It dictates how you're going to be able to cash in on things. And so keeping it at the forefront of your mind, which is what I'm setting out to do for you guys, I want to push some of these things to the forefront of your mind so you can start analyzing them. So you can start looking at yourself and saying, am I doing a good job in this area? Do I need help? How do I go about getting help? What is my step one? And so hopefully by the end of this episode, you will have some of those answers, or at least you'll maybe know where to go to get those answers. But those are just a few of the things that I want to talk about. And of course, I'm going to start out with talking about the business aspect. I've been on follow-up for a while now. I was reminded last week when I went to a business meeting about follow-up, pertaining to follow-up, that I really do need to continue to touch this subject, because as business owners, we don't follow up enough. I basically just reorganized one of my Rolodexes. And, you know, I know Rolodexes are ancient because you got all this electronic stuff. But sometimes I like to see the people that I've come in contact with. I wonder if they're doing the same thing. Sometimes I know they're not. Sometimes I know, oh, I can toss this card or I can take this card out because this person is in a totally different area now. And so those are some of the things that help to keep me balanced. But I just recently did this with my Rolodex, and I kind of categorized it a little bit better because I basically just had a lot of cards in a book. And it's kind of like a photo album type book, and it's pretty huge. And so I basically just had it there, and I really wasn't utilizing it, and I needed some things. And so from needing some things, I said, okay, well, let me go through this Rolodex. But from that, it turned into me reorganizing. It turned into me reaching out to, or re-reaching out to, some people that I hadn't talked to in a while, and so on and so forth. And it was very, very lucrative for me. And I'm going to tell you why that is. It's because, you know, most people, and I've talked about this, and I'll continue to talk about this as well, most people have no clue what true networking and follow-up is about. Most people are just going through the motions. Most people are just doing what they see other people do. They're not trying to become better at it. They're just doing it. It may be working. It may not. They're not even analyzing themselves to see if it's working. But my first tip for you as far as your business investments are concerned is follow-up is your number one thing. You've got to be able to follow up with people. And I know you guys have heard it. You've got to have a minimum of 4 touches, sometimes 7, sometimes 11 before you're going to get that business. But if you are growing weary, or if you're getting lazy, or if you feel like, oh, this is pointless by the second or third touch, guess what? You don't deserve the business. You don't deserve to get the business. So just bow out gracefully and let someone else take your money. And that's serious, because follow-up is key. If you're not sitting down with the people that you're meeting at most networking events, they're so ineffective, they're so poorly run, they're so poorly structured to where you're not really doing a whole lot. So you really have to be willing, prepared to do things after the networking event is over. And that does not just mean taking the card and putting it in your phone or adding it to your Rolodex. That means actually following up with that person and genuinely trying to find out what that person does and how they could possibly be of assistance to you, how they could potentially be of assistance to your clients, how they could be of assistance in any way. Not just, if I don't get the business, I'm on to the next one. I hope you guys are hearing me, because this is crucial. And so even after you get that understanding of their business, and hopefully you get the opportunity to share about your business, but sometimes it may take 2 meetings, because sometimes for you to really understand what's going on in their business, it may take the entire 45 minutes. It may take the entire hour for you to get clarity, for you to get understanding. And I'm going to talk about here in a little bit the reason for that. But that follow-up is key. So that's your first thing. If you're taking notes, you definitely need to, for your business investments, you need to be following up with people. You definitely need to be following up, and you need to be doing more than just, like I said, adding it to your phone, adding it to your Rolodex, adding it to your card drawer. You need to be trying to get to know that person, especially if you think that you could help them in any way and that they could help you in any way, business or otherwise. Because a lot of times, you know, or not a lot of times, everything is about relationships. If you have a relationship with someone, they're going to go with you over some stranger any day of the week, because they know you, because they have a relationship with you, because they know what type of person you are, because they know what type of business you're trying to run, because they know about your quality of your product and or your services. And that's how we do business today. You guys know it. If you are running your own business and your brother, and you know your brother's a good worker, whether he's a good worker or not, he's your brother, he's family. So you're more than likely going to hire him over some stranger off the street, because first off, you probably could boss him around a little bit more. And second off, he's family. So that is how you have to develop relationships, even in the business realm. So that's the first thing. So for your businesses, you need to be making sure you're following up. And the second reason you're following up is because you want to become a connector, and you want to help others become connectors. You want people to mention your name when something comes up in an area that you are an expert in. You don't want them to have to think about it. You don't want them to have to go through their Rolodex. You want them to be that informed about your business and what you do, and you want your name to be the first one out of their mouth. And in that sense, they become a connector. They're going to connect you to someone else. And because it was a referral, because it was a mutual person involved, 9 times out of 10, that person that they connect you to is going to go with you. You understand? It's like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. But when you know somebody, that means something. So take the time to build the relationships. Am I saying you need to build relationships with everyone in your Rolodex? I have probably over 1,500 cards in my Rolodex. Do I have a relationship with 1,500 people? Absolutely not. But I would be guessing, but I would say at least 500 of those people, I feel like I know their business, and they should definitely know my business because of my follow-up, because of the relationship I've developed with them. And in some instances, it's just because you're in the same circles. You know, I do a lot of leadership stuff. So if it's somebody in leadership training, I pretty much should know them. Because we're in the same circles. We're traveling in the same circles. We're trying to get some of the same business sometimes. Sometimes we're partnering to do some of the same jobs and things like that. So, you know, know your business and know and do your follow-up and try to create connectors and try to become a connector. Because when people know that you're referring them, they're going to work a little bit harder to start to refer you. Okay? So that's from the business side. But, you know, and again, the last thing I want to talk about with the business side, and I'm actually going to talk about this with everything that I talk about today, is how are you measuring it? Is your cash flow increasing in your business because you're doing such a good job of whatever it is that you're doing? You know, are your numbers, you know, are you setting goals for the beginning of the year and then you're making those numbers by the middle of the year or by the third quarter or so on and so forth? How are you measuring this? You have to measure everything that you're doing, because if you don't measure it, how do you know whether it's a success or not? So you need to be able to come up with a way, a system that you can analyze what you're doing and analyze whether it's working or not. Not everything is going to work, but when things don't work, don't hesitate to scratch them off the book. Okay? So that's your business. So I'm going to kind of go backwards in just how I introduced them. So now let's talk about your money. Let's talk about how you're handling your money. And I can reassure you that if you're not handling your money right in your personal life, then your business doesn't stand a chance of you handling the money right there. There are some exceptions, because there are people in the business world that they will invest and they'll get the proper people in place in their business world, but they feel like their personal life is not as important, or they don't necessarily have to document or show that all the time, so they don't really worry about that. But let Coach Pride come in and tell you, empower you, that both of them are equally important. If you don't have a CPA or a financial advisor or someone that's helping you with your numbers, unless you're a numbers whiz and that's what you're doing, and even if that's what you're doing, it's not advised that you do your own. You need to partner with someone else, and y'all maybe barter or exchange the services when it comes tax time or when it comes time for you to do various things pertaining to your own numbers. So what I'm saying, long story short, business or personal, you need to have your finances together. You need to have them intact. And if you're not that good at that, you need to start learning today, now, yesterday. If that means hiring a financial advisor, and a lot of times financial advisors, some of them are fee-based, some of them are not, but you need to get someone that you trust. You need to get someone that you can be honest with. Lying to your financial advisor is definitely not advisable. For what? This person is in the picture to help you. This person is in the picture to help you set goal as far as your finances. Hopefully they're a realistic person. Now, I've met some financial advisors that I don't trust as far as I can throw them, because I could tell after one meeting that everything that they were going to talk about was based on them getting their commission off of things that I was not interested in or had no desire to become a part of. And when that's the case, you know, when your flags go off or you have a gut check and your gut tells you something, listen to your gut. Okay? Listen to your gut. But again, just like with anything else, you're going to interview these people. You're not just going to go with the first financial advisor that you see or meet. But again, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. I don't go to a networking event where there's not a financial advisor or some sort of CPA or accounting person there. You know, you can start with, for small businesses, you can start with your bankers. You know, start getting in good with your bankers. And this is good for personal or business, because when you start to want to get credit cards, when you start wanting to get loans, when you start needing things for your office, when you just start needing other things, when you've developed a relationship with your banker, that is like gold. It's like cashing in on your investment. It's an investment. Getting to know your banker is definitely an investment. So if you don't know your banker, if you want to switch banks, if you're with one of the bigger banks, it's not always as easy, because those guys rotate in and out really good. But I'm with a big bank, I'm with a small bank, and I'm also with the credit union. So I kind of have several options, and I like it that way, because for personal, we use one thing. For business, I use something else, and so on and so forth. So it's up to you. Don't make it so confusing. Keep it simple, stupid, right? So don't try to complicate it. If right now the person who you have doing your taxes is an HR block or something like that, that's fine. But you need to be able to talk to someone about, how your finances are going, what your investments are looking like, what they'll look at like in 10 years, what they'll look like in 5 years, three, so on and so forth. So these are all things that a financial advisor will be able to help you with. And the same thing for your business. If you have to have somebody who is, you know, up on forecasting, up on numbers, up on being able to tell you, hey, this is where you were last year. If this is where you want to be this year, you're going to have to do X, Y, Z. And that also helps with other relationships. So financial advisors oftentimes have great relationships with attorneys. So that's another thing. If you don't currently have an attorney, your financial advisor probably has someone that they work really closely with. So that's win-win, right? So you're kind of getting a two for one because they can get advice based on different things from their attorney friend that you're not necessarily having to put on retainer. In some cases, you may have to put them on retainer, but you know, we'll go with that when that comes, right? So all I'm saying about your business and your finances is make sure that everything is on point. Make sure that you're treating your business like a business and you're respecting your personal finances even. And if that means budgeting, you're budgeting for everything. You're budgeting for your personal life. You're budgeting groceries. You're budgeting for your business life. You're budgeting for your office supplies. Have you ever thought about if you've worked at a corporate America job or just any job, really? They talk about their supplies. Like I can remember working for McDonald's when I was 15 and them talking about the cups and, you know, they didn't want us to give away, you know, so many cups or whatever. And so now actually they've got to the point where they want to charge you for a water cup. So, but all of that has to do with the amount of money that they're spending on various things. And so how do you know where you're losing money or where you can stand to save some money if you don't have your finances together or if you don't have someone that's really crunching your numbers the way that they need to be crunched? So that's that. If you guys have any questions or concerns about anything that I'm talking about, you can also email me at that info@coachwithpride.com. I hope I'm not going too fast for you. This is a podcast and you guys know that I can get into a flow of conversation when I'm talking about things that I'm passionate about or basically trying to push you guys to grow, and I can go a little bit too fast. But I hope you're taking notes like I stated. And if you've got any other concerns or you need some help, you need to be pointed in the right direction, feel free to give me a holler. I'm here. I'm available. I will make myself available to you to try to help you out in the best way that I can. Okay? So that was our business. That was our financial side. But the other thing is know what's going on with your finances with that. So don't just hire a financial advisor or a CPA and you don't understand anything they're talking about. Anybody that's helping you or getting paid to do a job for you, it is their job to make sure that you at least know in the simplest form what they're doing. You know how people get caught for tax evasions when you see celebrities and things like that? In most cases, it's because they are so hands off. They have no clue as to what this tax person is doing. They have no clue whether it's legitimate or not. And, you know, ask the hard questions. Ask, is this legal? If they're making you write off too much and it sounds too good to be true, ask them if it's legal. Ask them to show you some documentation. That's okay. You're well within your right to do that. I always teach my kids to do that. Ask questions until you understand. And don't be afraid to do that, right? Okay, so as I stated, that was finance and business. So that's what I wanted, you know, and that is the way that you cash in on your investment. This is your money. You don't want to just lose it. You're not just trying to throw it down the drain, right? You want to be making all of the interest, all of the dividends that you can make, right? So in doing that, you're going to maybe have to invest in yourself a little bit, unless you're a numbers person. If you're a numbers person, fine. You're good. But just make sure that you have everything right. Make sure that you're keeping all of your documentation for the amount of time that you're needing to do it. Make sure that you understand what you're signing up for when you sign up for various LLCs and different ways to structure your business and so on and so forth, right? So, okay, that's that. So now I'm going to head over to your parents. And again, I shouldn't have to browbeat you too bad about this because, again, people that have issues with their parents, they have some personal issues as well. So if you're not helping your parents or if you're not trying to invest in your parents and make sure that your parents are going to be okay, then you've got some internal things. But all I'm saying to you guys, and really all I want to say about this particular topic is, they did for you somebody did for you. And even if it wasn't your biological parents, if it was your adopted parents, if it was your aunts or uncles, if it was your grandparents, whoever invested in you, you owe them something. Not necessarily financially, not necessarily there's no certain number on it or certain time, but if they're ailing or if they need help, you know, on certain days, you need to bless them. You know, I've been taught that, you know, you don't go to see elderly people without putting something in their hand. You don't go to see them without trying to bless their life. You know, it's, you know, when they refer to older people as these are their golden years, they should be golden, and you should help to enhance that. You should help that. And if you're not invested in the people that invested in you, well, shame on you. You end up looking like a poor, pathetic person. So, you know, this, again, this isn't a lecture. I don't want it to turn into a lecture, but I just want you to make sure that you're cashing in on all of your investments. I want to make sure that you're investing in the right things, the right people, and doing the right things. And this is just about character. You know, this is about who you are as a person. You know, where are your values? Where are your morals? You know, your parents should be valuable to you. Your grandparents should be valuable to you. I was talking to someone the other day about my kids and how they really didn't have grandfathers growing up. They had some awesome grandmothers. They still have an awesome grandmother. And, but they didn't have grandfathers. And I just loved my grandfathers to death. You know, it was no wrong that they could do because they basically spoiled me rotten and gave me whatever I wanted. So what a blessing, you know, that was. But the fact that they didn't have grandparents, I kind of feel bad for them sometimes. And, you know, that they didn't get to experience that. And so in saying that, I'm just saying be thankful for where you are. If you had parents, good or bad or indifferent, the Bible talks about honoring your mother and your father and your days will be long. You know, that's what you need to focus on. You know, don't do it for yourself. Don't do it for credit. Don't do it to pat yourself on the back. Do it because there's a higher power watching you, and do it because you're an honorable person. Okay? So, all right, so that is honoring and taking care of that parental investment, because as they get older, guys, they're going to need your help. You know, the baby boomers are retiring. They're all in their golden years almost. And, you know, it's time for the millennials or the Generation Xers to step up and do our part so that we can continue to be prosperous. You know, you reap what you sow. So you sow good seeds, you reap great harvest. And that's just my perspective on that. So I wanted to delve into it a little bit. And then just personal. And now personal includes you. It includes your kids. It includes your spouses, significant others, whatever. You know, those are some valuable investments for you. And you get back what you put in. So, you know, like I said about my kids, I put a lot of time and effort into my kids, and they're turning into some pretty awesome young people right now. Young adults, got two college students, a high schooler and a middle schooler, and they're, you know, they're turning out pretty good. You know, again, there's no perfect guide to parenting, but take some responsibility. Know that these are your investments. Don't just allow them to do any and whatever they want, because parenting is an action word. It is hands-on. You need to be involved. You need to be somewhat motivated, and you need to be able to just do the job. And so I believe that it is all about your actions and what you do in helping to mold and shape our next generation. These millennials, you know, I talked about in my millennials episode about how we're creating these millennials. So if they're lazy, they're lazy because we're allowing them to be lazy. So take some accountability, guys. Take some responsibility for what you're producing out here. And the same with your significant other. You know, me and my husband, we teach a marriage class in our small group at our church. And, you know, we learn so much every week just from the other couples. It's not just about us preaching and teaching at people. It is about us taking from those experiences and growing in our own marriage, because we are fully aware that we are raising our kids to go off and live prosperous lives themselves. And what happens when they're gone? Do we have something in common? Do we even like each other? Are we going to be able to laugh and joke and play just as much as we do now with the kids when they're gone? I hope so. So we've got to plant those seeds, right? We've got to invest. We've got to continue to pour into one another those little love nuggets or those respect nuggets and things like that so that we can continue to like each other. I cannot tell you the amount of couples that I have met that, you know, after 20 years or 25 years, they divorced because their kids are now gone and they figured out that they spent too much time either putting into the kids to where they didn't invest in each other. You know, my husband was traveling all of his life and now he's back home and he's just on my nerves. I've heard that before. So don't allow that to be you, and vice versa. It could be the opposite way. You know, now my wife's, you know, home and I don't want to be bothered, or we're getting ready to retire and we figured out we don't love each other anymore. We've fallen out of love. So you have to continue to sow the right seeds in order for those things to grow. You have to continue to invest in one another in order for you to get a return. My bishop said it so well. He said something about, you know, you got to make deposits. You know, you can't, if you don't make deposits, you can't go to the bank and get anything out. It's the same with relationships, your personal relationships with your spouse, with your significant other, whatever it may be. You have to put in some deposits if you want to one day come back and get something out of it, right? So that was a good analogy, and I like that. But also with yourself. I definitely do not want to neglect talking about you loving on you, you taking that me time. I took a 4-day break just with my girls, and I had a little bit of me time in there too, but I didn't have to deal with my family or my husband or anything. So it was this great time for me to get back on balance and to actually miss them a little bit, but also to just love on myself. So don't forget about yourself when I'm talking about that personal investing. You know, invest in yourself. If you like to get your nails done, or if you don't like to get your nails done, get them done every once in a while just to see how it is. It may be a facial. It may be a pedicure. It may be a massage. Whatever it is, you're worth it. And you have to know that you are worth that. So with that being said, you know, all of your investments should be paying off in some way or another. If you're putting in the investment, and then follow up and then analyze it, you know, have a way to measure it. Like, know when you're at 20% and that you can't take anymore and you're going to have to take a night to yourself, or you're going to have to take a night with the girls or the guys or whatever the case may be. Know that about yourself. And a lot of times it's when you start getting grouchy, you're cranky, you know, you need a break. Everything is just built up so much to where you have to go back and allow yourself to be rejuvenated. So this was pretty interesting. I hope you guys like it. I hope you guys get the feedback. If you really enjoy this podcast, make sure you share it with someone else. Again, I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank TaylorMade for You Travel and for sponsoring this episode. I want to thank them for, you know, just sowing good seeds into APM Powers. And I want to continue to bring you guys the content and the things that you're wanting to hear, things that are empowering you and that are inspiring you to get out and do more, okay? But that's all I have for today. So I'm going to sign off right now. You guys be blessed. And again, enjoy this summer. I know a lot of people are taking vacations. Hopefully somebody's listening to this podcast on their vacations. Give me a shout on Twitter at Coach Pride. I'm there and I will respond to you. I'll definitely like it and probably retweet it. But continue to follow me, guys, on Facebook at APM Powers, on Twitter at Coach Pride, and you can get any information you want to get from me at coachwithpride.com. So thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for the follow. Thank you for the shares. Thank you guys for just continuing to inspire me to want to give you guys more and more. Okay. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.